Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's Senate confirmation hearing is in its second day. Yesterday included protests, largely ignored by Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley, and attempts by Democratic committee members to modify the process. Progressives are frustrated that thousands of documents related to Kavanaugh's time with the Bush administration have not been released, and many are worried that a Justice Kavanaugh could dramatically change Roe v. Wade. BYU political scientist Richard Davis is with me to talk about the Kavanaugh hearings. He's author of the book Electing Justice, Fixing the Supreme Court Nomination Process. Professor, there's always tremendous interest in a Supreme Court nomination, but what are the factors making the Kavanaugh nomination even more significant and controversial?
You have this sort of pent-up interest in what would happen if Anthony Kennedy left as a swing vote. You know, he's gone one way or the other, depending on the issue, and so whoever replaces him was going to be of great interest because would that person be a swing vote or would that person be one way or the other? Because if they were one way or the other, they were going to tip the balance on the court in that direction, and that would have a dramatic impact. So that's certainly one. But another is the fact that the process itself has been undergoing change over, you know, really a half century. But in the last few years, there have been some things that have happened that are unusual. One, the rejection of Merrick Garland. It is not typical. In fact, it hadn't happened before since the 1840s, that a president's nominee is completely ignored by the Senate. And so what you see now is kind of payback. A Democrat saying, look, you treated us badly in 2016, and we're going to treat you badly today. What happened yesterday with the Democrats attempting to sort of take over the process of the committee hearings is unprecedented. There's always been this comity between the parties when it comes to process, and that clearly was undermined yesterday because of the kind of feelings about what happened in 2016.
Right. I wanted to have you follow up even a little bit more on that. The fact that what happened with Merrick Garland, because it was unprecedented, almost feels like Democrats have to counter that, and I'm sure they're getting a lot of pressure from their constituents as well.
That's right. The party bases, the interest groups out there are saying, we know you're not going to win this one, but we want you to fight all the same. The same was true in 2016. I think the Republican senators who wanted to deal with Merrick Garland and to have an up or down vote on him, which would have been a no, but they got so much pressure from their party bases not to do that, not to even allow that. And the pressure now we see on the other side, not to allow the process to go through of a committee hearing. What's happened here is these groups don't, either side, left or right, don't care about process. And unfortunately, to me, I think the senators are bowing to that pressure and allowing the process to deteriorate.
Now, what about what happened in terms of the late release of so many documents at a time where it would seem pretty clear people wouldn't have a chance to look at them? How much of this is political gamesmanship at its core?
Oh, it's quite a bit. And we've seen, again, much more of this going on. As I said, the rejection of even considering a nominee in 2016 now, and it has been common to have documents released when there's a long paper trail. When you have a federal appellate judge or who has been on a court for a long time, and take Sonia Sotomayor, so all of that is public. But when you have someone who worked in an administration where there's executive privilege, that's a different story. And so there has been this sort of fight before about this, but this has been clearly political in the sense that the administration doesn't want to be a distraction of these kinds of documents coming out and Democrats using anything that may be in there. So yes, clearly this is an attempt to use majority, the slim majority that Republicans have, to basically do what they want.
Now, Justice Kennedy had the reputation of being a conservative, but someone who, at least occasionally on certain issues, would side with the more liberal side of the court. How big a difference is Brett Kavanaugh, based on what we know about him to this point? Is he considered to be much more consistently conservative in a traditional sense than Justice Kennedy?
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to see. Is the difference is that Kennedy was actually quite conservative on economic issues, on business regulation, but when it came to social issues, he tended to be more like libertarian, willing to keep the government out of people's private lives. I think Kavanaugh is not going to take that kind of approach. I mean, I would expect that there's going to be a serious change in the Roe v. Wade decision in the next few years because the Republicans have the vote. The question really, in my mind, is how fast that's going to happen.
Well, considering that, is there an issue there that is going to even rev up the Democratic base even more? Do you think they're more likely to be angry about Brett Kavanaugh getting through? Is some of that anger going to be thrown on their own senators for perhaps not doing more to stop him?
It could be. It's too late, though, I think, to have the kind of effect of a primary. So they're not going to primary these people out. Are they going to not be as supportive? Possibly. I can see that in some swing states like Indiana, where Donnelly is probably going to vote for Kavanaugh, and he'll probably receive some punishment from Democrats. But of course, it's short-sighted to do that because that means that it makes it less likely that Republicans are going to lose the Senate. And that, I think, is the problem for these bases and the senators who represent them, that if you actually answer to them, you actually could get in trouble with the rest of your constituents, particularly in a swing state that matters.
Richard Davis is a political scientist at BYU, also author of the book Electing Justice, Fixing the Supreme Court Nomination Process. And Professor, thanks for the time today.
Good to talk with you.